It hadn't worked.
"You're losing altitude," he'd said. "Well, I won't argue that."
Annalene felt the weight of the day on her shoulders as she coasted toward Ben's hovel.
"Here we are," she said, activating the brakes.
Earlier, near the gorge, they'd briefly debated going back to the claim so he could pick up his Eopie. But night was falling, and even with the local Tuscans seemingly at bay, it was still Tatooine. Other predators moved in the dark.
"Thank you," he said,
climbing off the hovering bike. She looked up at his house. He'd made a little headway in cleaning up the surrounding area, but not much.
"I'll run in at dawn tomorrow to fetch Rue," he said. "You won't even know I'm there."
Annalene climbed off the vehicle and followed.
"You know my offer still stands if you want to save yourself a walk. My guest room's empty tonight. I'd love to have you..."
"No!" Then, seemingly embarrassed, he adopted a calmer expression.
"I mean, I'm sure your family and store will need all your attention after today. You don't need company underfoot." "I'll have it, whether I want it or not," she said,
remembering the usual after-action routine of the vigilantes. Would they really expect a party in a Tuscan-ravaged store?
"Yeah, probably," she thought. "I'll leave you to it, then," Ben said.
He began walking toward his house. "I hope your patron is doing better." Annalene blanched as she recalled the sight of the injured Rodian.
"Poor Bomer," she said. "I was thinking about him earlier, too. He always sat there staring. I never knew why. But I just imagined such a sadness in his life to make him sit there. For him to get hurt like that?"
Ben stopped and looked back.
"It wasn't sadness." "What do you mean?"
"Well, I saw him today, and on my first trip there as well." Ben clasped his hands together. "I could tell. That wasn't sadness. That was contentment."
Annalene stared. "How do you know?"
"It's just a feeling," he said, blue eyes looking off into the setting suns. "But I've seen sadness before in all kinds of faces. Bomer was content. The drink you brought him in the morning, the table he sat at. It was his place in the universe.
But he got hurt there, protecting the place he loved. I think he'll be okay with that."
Ben turned and began walking again up the hill in silence. Annalene thought back to Ben talking about loss earlier in the day. He was struggling with something, she could tell. Something pretty bad. But at the same time, he seemed so centered. Centered in the middle of nowhere. She fumbled for words before finally settling on three.
"Who are you?"
He laughed. "Ben, we've been over this."
"No joke."
Annalene shook her head. "Freelance philosopher of the desert, doctoring and rescuing." "I don't think it happened that way. You'll remember it differently later." Annalene stood at the foot of the hill and put her hands on her hips. "Well, you're wasting your talent out here. Someone like you, you ought to be doing something." She paused before going ahead with the impetuous addition. "Or you ought to have a family to watch over." Ben paused. He looked over his shoulder at her, the little smile back on his face.
"Well, you never know.
Perhaps I already have a family to watch over." Annalene rolled her eyes. She turned and climbed onto her speeder bike. "Oh!" Ben called suddenly. He reached into the folds of his cloak and retrieved something rectangular from his pocket.
"I just realized in the commotion, I still have your data pad."
"Keep it," Annalene said, grinding the throttle. "Souvenir of a crazy day."
"But the safari, your application..."
"I'm not going anywhere," she said. "There's a new species to study right here." She released the brake and soared away. As stressful days for Annalene went, this one already ranked only behind Jabe's difficult breech berth. And it wasn't over.
after Ben, she stopped by Doc Mel's place. Learning that Bomer was sedated and resting in Bastine, she returned home, anticipating a mess of a store, and another war when she found Jabe. He'd skipped out on work, taken up with trashy friends, and defied her by going after Tuscans twice. It was one thing to arrive butt first into the world, but Jabe was going for the endurance record. She wasn't surprised to see lights on inside the claim, with land speeders scattered about. What did surprise her was the claim itself, once she stepped through the door. Yes, there were drunkards celebrating, more than she'd ever seen in the place before, but the store itself was spotless. The gun counter and shelves had been repaired. The nasty smears on the floor were gone, and products were back on their shelves, reasonably close to where they belonged. The smell was even gone. Raising a drink from within a gathering of mostly male revelers, Lily smiled at her. "Everyone who didn't go with the posse pitched in," she said. "It gave us something to do." Annalene looked around, suspicious. She didn't trust anyone to be in her store without a Calwell present. "Everything's still here?" "We might have fed ourselves a little off the shelves, but it's a small price, no?" Annalene walked up to her friend. Even for a Zeltron, Lily looked flushed. The party had been going for a while. Annalene recognized her friend's husband, Waller, in the mix, telling his own tales from the assault on the Tuscans. "Who's with your kids?"
"The guard droids," Waller called out, toasting with an empty mug. "Plug eyes finished. The droids are all we need."
"All we need tonight," Oren said, clearing his throat loudly from behind the bar. He was a startling sight, having donned his spare set of fancy city clothes from the office and an apron over them. Host and bartender, he refilled glasses with a smile. He spotted Annalene and nodded to the empty bottles. "I'm keeping track." "No, you're not." Annalene approached. "Give me whatever's left," she said, settling wearily on a stool at her own bar. Oren was already pouring. "You were out there, weren't you?" He laughed. "Annie, you're a marvel. But was it Danar said? You can't spell adrenaline without Annalene." "Tanar never could spell," she said, taking the glass. "That's why he hired me." She downed the drink in 3 seconds and